This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. There are growing concerns that more workers will be injured or even killed as stadiums for global games such as the FIFA World Cup of Football are being built. The World Cup will be hosted by Russia in 2018. FIFA is the world body which regulates the sport. Meanwhile, stadiums are being built for the 2020 Olympics in Japan and the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. The global labor body, which is working to help the thousands working on the stadiums and other facilities, is the Building of Woodworkers International. BWI represents some 12 million workers who are members of more than 300 unions in 130 countries. I talked to Ambit Yusin, the General Secretary of BWI. I asked him about the facilities and the people working on them.
For the World Cup 2018 in Russia, they are building football stadiums, and some of them are new and some of them are being upgraded and expanded. So with this, you know, we have the construction workers. Many of our members, Russian construction workers, are working on the site, as well as 50% of the workforce are migrant workers coming from Tajikistan and other countries around Russia.
What are the wages and working conditions of the workers building the stadiums and other facilities like?
You know, Mark, we have a memorandum of understanding with FIFA and FIFA Russia to conduct joint inspection. You know, in this joint inspection, we will try to find problems and see how it can be resolved. And BWI has been part of 12 inspections already in Russia. Indeed, we were given access to the site. We have found problems in terms of health and safety. You know, if you look at having personal protective equipment, looking at the scaffolding, you know, looking at the health records and other issues. And we find some problems there. No? Also found that many of the migrants are not receiving their wages on time. They are delayed by 1 or 2 months. And of course, for them, they are migrants. That's a big impact on that. You know, in fact, there were 5 strikes there. Workers just went out because their wages are not paid. And lastly, the most important problem, as of now, the record is 17 workers died in the construction of the stadiums in Russia. And then for us, this is alarming. You know, in Sochi, Winter Olympics, there are 70 workers died in the construction of the facilities. And most of the accidents happened actually when you rush the work to beat the deadline. And this, we need to be extra careful. The work of stadium, when you go on heights, then you have more chances of accidents. So this we have actually communicated to FIFA. This is the time that we have to be extra careful. We need to put extraordinary health and safety measures so that this is protected. You know, construction, it's a dangerous job. But for us, it can be prevented as long as we do the right thing.
You mentioned migrant workers. Are there many migrant workers employed on these global game facilities?
I have to tell you, you know, now it's becoming a trend that migrants are being used to build facilities for mega sporting events, you know. So if you talk about Russia, if you talk about Qatar, even Japan, Tokyo Olympics, they're going to use migrant workers. Attached to this are exploitation from recruitment agencies, from the subcontractors. We can already predict what's going to happen there, and we should protect that. And migrants have normally, you know, have difficulty fighting for their rights in the country of their destination.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.